con cái giờ sống tại mang mong cái sự sống bên đông trà chung chân quê dù dân được xa yên được kết mấy kỳ đất sơ chờ thực chinh đam mạ kinh nế chí rong chức tên sinh chí khôn chá bà thông hồ bà mạ kà rô chá bà tê rong đô lù bàn sử chung ổr chìm sông lòng bà mì đông bò la giá rì nâng trở rong chung tinh chí chờ三者非信用当中的人潘满中的道路本次中去给年被你记下用事让侬各送若若咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋 Mavi Singhi Kongo Rikpe Me. Chandi Lami Tsong Tsong Kanta Kyong. Jambi Khwar Kyr Dursi Kyong Nipa. Rangzum Chuti Zambor Gyar Tirchi. Rikton Jambar Joni Pshin Lavle. Gambe Hanu Pope Te Jotru. Nortog Chunzo Gyan Tsunga Dangcha. Apan Jayan Amja La Suvandi. Anichin Yor Tini Jankamsu. Jambar Tijipshin Lavle Larnan. Jume Pansa Jala Suvandi. Gondi Toban Pura Shinji Lo. Today I like come here to explore and some meditation experiences, and also share my experience of meditation, spirituality, and inner yoga. Also, most essence of secret part of the yoga is, you know, related to about your mind and spirituality. Therefore, I like to, happy to, you know, dress and share my experiences. Also, the principles we traditionally have a distance I can want to share and everyone. And then I'm happy to, be here, and then it's thank you everyone to organize this and very good opportunity and share, you know, like beautiful place to experience of the meditation and also and how do we can experience happiness and also sense of well-being, also enlightenment every day, each moment. And that's really I want to happy for, you know, I talk about people. And then generally, and here everybody's doing yoga, most people, I think everyone's doing yoga practitioners. And then that means yoga is, you know, very meaning is, you know, like, for example, it's union. Union means both body of mind working together, not separate, you know, like going to one direction, not separate directions. And then Therefore, that mean really means very ancient times, yoga means, you know, like they're going same direction and they have same destination is and happiness and well-being, both mentally, emotionally, and physically and spiritually. And that's really two yoga means. And I think I like to talk about that, and especially I want to explore more, you know, mind and the spiritual side of the yoga. It's meditation. You know, I think everybody doing many physical postures and doing lots of exercise, but my job is to explore about mind and also spiritual side of yoga. And that means traditionally, and I think when say yoga, is when we talk about it, you know, your mind is, your bodies have many different kind of postures and, you know, doing lots of exercises. Same time, your mind is become present in this moment, not lost into past and future, not lost into hopes and fears. For example, and then mind is present moment, you know, very healthy, beautiful state. It's called inner yoga. And then that is, you know, there's physical side or there's mental side. And, you know, like, and then the your physical well-being, there's, you know, you have well train your physical, but in your mind is stressed out and also have agitated, unhappy, sometimes depressed. That means you're not doing, you know, the mental part of yoga is not, you know, doing properly. They go in different directions. And that means, you know, like the physical sense of well-being and also mental sense of well-being, is they going together, is the real yoga, the two yoga means. That I want to say the first time. And then I also explain, and also particularly mind, how we can found mind to become more tranquil, happy, content, sense of well-being, more compassionate, more capable to love, and all these things are depend of your mind. Therefore, how do you have a beautiful mind, like someone has a beautiful physical body? And that is depend completely on practice meditation. You know, meditation, I want to talk about this other side, yoga. Meditation is the, I think, most important thing, but some people have preconceived notions of meditation, what that means, what is meditation means. Usually, most people, you know, Western world, they think meditation means, you know, you have your closed eyes, just you're just, you know, like, feel, you know, like, the peace. You know, sometimes people think that's meditation, you know. Most people say, oh, I meditate, that means you close eye, then just feel moment, rest. If that's called relaxation, you know. Relaxation is not meditation. Meditation is more than that. I think most people are not interested in meditation because they're wrong introduced what is meditation means, you know. Therefore, properly introduced meditation is, meditation is the really the, you know, like, for example, transform your perception and also become mind is more pristine. You know, most people's, our individual mind is, all human beings' mind is distorted, polluted some ways. How do we clarify these distortions, pollutions? Through meditation. And I know I want to talk how, you know, how to clarify your mind through meditation. You know, and then meditation also has some benefit. When you find meditation can experience called unconditional happiness. Unconditional happiness means, what does that mean? You know, like most we have experienced happiness very conditional. Meaning, you know, conditional means you need to see something, you hear something, or connect something. Everything's out there. Somewhere conditions make you happy. The conditions not there, then you are unhappy. They call that conditions happiness, conditional happiness. And then human beings, you know, the happiness depends on condition. Happiness, security, fulfillment, and then let's say, and you know, like all these relying conditions, that means the conditions are disappears, and that means people's happiness go down. But everybody wants happiness, but they need to find unconditional happiness. And how to achieve that is through meditation. I want to say that, and then I want to talk how to experience that. But most people, you know, want something, you know, everybody's going around, you know, looking something, new places, new ideas. You know, some people go to moon, you know, like they're going traveling space. Some people hide in Himalayan mountains, going to top the Mount Everest. You know, people want something, but they don't know what it is. All humans searching something, looking something, you know, like that. But really, I know what it really means. We need unconditional happiness. Once you have unconditional happiness, you have everything. I think that's really I want to explain today. Is, you know, my topic is, you know, like unconditional happiness, and it's, that is the goal of the in our human, you know, like achieve. And when you have unconditional happiness, you have everything. Why, I can explain later. And that means why we need unconditional happiness is because, for example, conditional happiness is changeable, not reliable. And then you turn in, first is happy, and then that's disappeared, then brings unhappiness. You know, unhappiness means happiness disappears. I call that as unhappiness. You know, there's none other than unhappiness. And when happiness conditional, maybe relationship, some other, you know, external. You have job or like you have make, become doctor. You know, some woman told me, you know, she's a psychologist, 40 years. She's unhappy. She's retired. She's no longer a psychologist. You know, and she's lost her sense of self. You know, feels like that. Conditional happiness always relies on something, and they call conditional happiness. But we want that. I'm not saying we don't need that, but that's not enough. Then yoga means there's, you know, physically you have sense of well-being, achieve sense of well-being, physical training, and mind. You really achieve mentally, you need to work with your mind. You know, like happiness is both physical, also mental level, mental, emotional experience. That means you need to work with the mind. You need to know about more mind. You need more training of mind. And that really are a discuss I want to talk about today about the unconditional happiness. It's the really, you know, there's so much benefit and so much good experience. And also, it's when we feel happy, and you know, like it's a surface, you know, conditioned happiness is very surface, very intellectual sometimes, very, you know, like you go to party or you see something, but still you're deep down still not happy, but you feel, you know, a little bit more bended, you know, like something like that. And you feel a little bit superficially happy. But unconditional happiness is not penetrates level, mental, emotional, physical level. It's not like come from your core, your being. It's not come from externally. You know, most of your happiness comes from there. You know, something we eat,
something we saw, something we talked to, something we touched. Everything comes from there. But unconditional happiness comes within, and therefore much powerful, more penetrating, many levels of mental emotional experience. And that really are the really two yoga. One side yoga is finding unconditional happiness mentally. The other, the physical side, is sense of well-being and, you know, clear enjoyment. And that's really, and you know, main point of the meditation. And therefore, meditation is not, sometimes I really talk very too simple, you know, people think meditation too simple. But real meditation is, what's real meditation? What's mean? What do you mean meditation? Meditation particularly, there's two kinds of meditation. All meditations are two kinds. One is focus with about object. The other one is there's no object to focus. There's no object to focus. Then why meditate, you know, why meditating, like say, why we need meditation, you know, just meditation is, and your mind is like flawless, completely perfect, then there's no need of meditation. But someone's mind is completely perfect, flawless. There's no problems at all. 24 hours, just like perfect, you know. Then there's no need to meditate because your mind is perfect. But the best way to work in the, then is meditation is the best way to work with human mind. Best way to work. How do you work with your mind? How do you clarify your mind? How do you detoxify your mind? How do you know, like, get energy, just mentally, emotionally, and spiritually? How to bring positive thoughts, emotions, experiences, you know? How to bring mental, emotional sense of well-being, not just temporarily, just permanently, you know? Mental, emotional, and spiritual sense of well-being. Bring not just temporarily, but permanently, you know? And how do you know, like, your mind tranquil, calm, relaxed, happy, compassionate? How do you do that? It's through meditation. That's really are the purpose of meditation. All these things meditation can do. You know, like why meditation can happen these things. The only problem of human beings have, you know, like so many problems. Some people are angry, some people have sadness, some people are stressed, some people are not good mood, some people don't find happiness, you know, like some people are, you know, boredom, you know, see world very unique way, ordinary way, you know, like that. Then why is that? Because the number one is, you know, like the human mind is distorted. Distorted by, you know, negative emotions and negative thoughts, beliefs, tendencies, mind is distorted. When your mind is distorted, you look world, then you have so much resentment and resistance, reactions, because that sign is mind is distorted. Because someone's, you know, hears injury, you can touch, it's pain, you know. Cannot, it's very sensitive because here's injury, something's wrong here. Similarly, when you have mind is distorted, the sign is you have so much reactions, external world, reactions, resistance, sometimes feel jealousy, sometimes feel angry, sometimes feel, that really our mind is distorted. Then And also human mind is continually, you know, play out. Negative thoughts, emotions, completely restless. You cannot stay one moment. And then that kind of chaos, myths of human mind, how do you relax, become more, bring sense of well-being, become more mind relaxed, mind become more healthy. Healthy mind, you know. Healthy mind, I want to talk about the healthy mind, you know. You know, most psychologists, you know, think, you know, you're not crazy and you have not hear any voice, and then still, you know, you're not very clinically depressed, you're not schizophrenic, and think your mind is healthy. But that's psychology way put, but actually you have angry, jealousy, stress, that means the really teachings means your mind is not that healthy. And then therefore we don't recognize our mind is not healthy. Then how do you, the meditation makes your mind healthy, because reduce unnecessary thoughts, emotions. When you're meditating, reduce many thoughts, emotions are disappear. And that means your mentally, emotionally, and spiritually refreshed. You know, refreshed, and also energy there. Lots of energy. Because many things disappear. And many negative thoughts and negative emotions disappear when you meditate. Then how do you, you know, like human beings, there's no other way of working. There's no drugs. There's no drugs you take in, you know, your mind feel bad, only just temporarily, but there's no permanent solution. But when you're meditating and then your mind is become clear and, you know, like clarify mental, emotional distortions, slowly, slowly disappear, more meditation gives. That's another part of yoga, is the mental, emotional part that traditionally, you know, like yoga means like that. It's not just only physical exercise, but you not gain temporary energy, but not temporary, you know, well-being, but permanent well-being. And then, really, how meditation really can, you know, dissipate in your distortions, you know, negative emotions, and mind become healthy. I want to talk about that. And usually human beings, you know, mind, mentally, they're not, you know, there's no rule, no chaos, you know. What we do is human beings, any thoughts appear in their mind, they just follow that. Anything appear our mind, they follow it. You follow that, it creates more mental events. One negative thoughts create negative emotions, negative experience. And then that's play all the time, day and night. You don't know how to reduce that. And when thoughts, you know, like, creates multiple thoughts, and then we just live that. There's no, we can, you know, there's nothing we can do. You know, most people live in, you know, like, that way, and then once you live in, mind is distorted, world is not beautiful. World, you know, like, impact that your mind. When mind is become beautiful, your mind is become tranquil, calm, and pristine, then world is more beautiful. You know? Therefore, how do you reduce negative thoughts, emotions? That is meditation called with the object. When you train what is going on, meditation means this meditation I'm explaining here, so, you know, meditation is you focus one object. When you focus one object, like breath, you know, breath, like for example, breath, or maybe statue, or like flower, or whatever. Like, you focus one object like that. And that means you just only just 10 minutes focus breath like that. That's really meditation called with object, embodied object. During this period of time, 10 or 20 minutes, the more you remain in your with breath and multiple thoughts are slowly, slowly dissolved. Many thoughts are dissolved, and that means like almost you taking shower, you know. Your body's become very dirty, and you know, like you went to fall in mud, and then you slowly taking shower. What's feel like that? And physically, similarly, emotionally, mentally, you feel that. The more you remain in present moment, the more you watching the breath, only you thinking is one reality. And then mental, emotional distortion slowly, slowly fading away. Because the thoughts, the emotions, happy, sad, positive, negative emotions, they are circumstantial. They don't exist here in your mind or brain somewhere. They're circumstantial. Because you focus one reality, the circumstance is no longer there. Therefore, they're dissolved. The dissolved, and that means like 20 minutes you're meditating. 20 minutes you're meditating, and then, you know, the thoughts, emotions have disappeared. Your mind has become more tranquil place, more clear, comfortably set up, relax. And like 20 minutes, internal, mental, emotionally, you know, clean up, feels good. And then you do that tomorrow, you do that again, and next day you did like 1 week. And slowly, slowly, you gain momentum. There's momentum, remaining present. Your mind is still tranquil, non-toxic state. Almost maybe 2 hours. Feel that feeling is, you know, very, very special experience. You never have that experience before, mentally, emotionally. And that really feels, you know, like it's almost taking shower mentally, emotionally. You took shower. You know, like, for example, you know, human beings very, you know, like, funny. And you know, physically they take shower every day, sometimes twice. But mentally, emotionally, we never took shower 20, 30 years. You know, always, you know, like put more, you know, like garbage in, but never took. Because everything we collect so many information inside, stuck inside. There, you know, here, and you know, mentally, emotionally, we store there. And then that way we perceive the world. Therefore, we have so many reactions, that's the reason. Once you do that, and then every day that, and then mind is gain, slowly, slowly gain tranquility. They call stability. Mind is gaining stability, tranquility is the source of all positive qualities, source of all the happiness. When your mind gains stability, tranquility, it's not like weak, you know, like, oh, it's a very energetic place, very inner, there's so much energy there. It's not like, oh, I'm peace, you know, like, oh. It's not like very energy, very, how do you say, powerful experience, you know, very powerful experience. Like, for example, you physically well-trained, you know, physically healthy, you have muscles, you know. You have really physically, there's energy, you know, very special energy, physically healthy, you know, physically well-trained, you know, there's energy, enthusiasm. Similarly, when you're mentally like that, there's mentally, emotionally, there's energy or enthusiasm. Special enthusiasm comes to your mind, and then there's no fear and hesitation in the world. And then that means meditation is every day your mind is, when you meditate, it means mental emotional distortion slows down or disappear, and your state of tranquility almost, you know, 20 minutes. Like you're like going to yoga, going to, you know, gym. There's no different mentally. Meditation is. There's no different. You need to go work physical out, you know, you're going to meditation means you're going that spot in 20 minutes. And then you do that every day, and over time, even you are not meditating, your mind is like that, tranquil state, a stability. This is, if you have mind is stability, your happiness is stability, stable, and your relationships, your connection, and you, everything, any area of your life is stability. You know, most we are, you know, life is, you know, like depend on our mind. Any area of life, relationships, connections, jobs, the how to perceive the world, everything depends on our mind. If we have the difficult, complicated, and you know, like distorted mind, then we interact the world that way. Then world don't like that, you know. World not good responded, but you have the this tranquil, calmness, stable mind you have, and you interact the world that way, the world like that. They have good sending, good response. That's really our it's meditation. Meditation is just not to stay present, just meditation is, if you meditating, how you affect the world, your world, other people's world. You know, I think that's really our the meditation. Proper way introduced, you know. Proper way introduced, really. It's necessary, you know, like, you know, ask me people, you know, who need meditation? I said, if you have mind, you need meditate. You have mental, emotional experience, that means you're meditating. You know, you have body, you need diet, exercise, yeah? Someone says, I don't need exercise, then that person, you know, if you have body, you need exercise, diet. Similarly, if your mind, you need to have, you know, clear your mental, emotional garbage. How do you do meditation? There's no pill to make your mind clean. Meditation is, there's nothing to do with religion, it's how to work with your mind. You know, like, it's very funny. If you have thoughts, emotions, happiness, sorrow, because they exist because our attention goes there, then they become reality. They become more powerful because our attention is there. Someone's unhappiness, that means they focus negative perspective. See, everything's negative, then unhappiness, sadness, or jealousy, stress, everything's come from you focus something, pondering something, then experience that. When you remain in the breath, for example, like that, and that means you're not focusing any other events of mind or any other objects, therefore they disappear. I think that's really, and then the mental emotional experience don't exist independently somewhere in your mind or brain. They come from your own perception, you know, because every individual has different experiences, opinions, emotions, and thoughts, because they have unique perspective or unique perception, they have these experiences. Because there's 100, you know, people has different experiences. Because why they have different experiences? Because they perceive the world in a different, unique way. They have that kind, different kind of emotions, experiences. Then, for example, how do you, if you transform your perception, your mental, emotional experience completely disappear. Become more pure. Because they're just, without your perception, they never existed. Because then how do you transform your perception to the meditation? I want to talk about later that, you know, like meditation without object is, goal is, you know, like transform the people's perception and like that, and that most beautiful way. And
Yeah, and you meditating, for example, you just working, walking, talking, no matter what, your mind is tranquil, calm, happy, relaxed state. Your mind is no longer agitated, no longer, you know, like, because over time your mind has become like that. For example, you exercise a lot physically, and then you lose weight, maybe 10, 20 pounds, and then you gain more physical healthy, your body become much healthier, you know. Similarly, when you meditating, you're losing pounds, negative thoughts, emotions internally, and then your mind has become more healthier. When you healthy mind, then interaction is very healthy. You know, you project the world that way, because I'm healthy, comfortable, you know, comfortable mind, you understand? Comfortable mind. Some people are really not comfortable. They don't know how to relate people, they don't know how to talk to people, they're very awkward. This means they're so self-conscious, so many thoughts going on, so much, you know, fear or anxiety. You know, it's like that. And that is opposite, you know, of a meditation experience. A meditation experience, what is developed very beautiful presence. Presence is there's no anxious, no fear, no hesitation, no self-conscious. You know, no self-conscious. That is meditation presence. When you meditate, that becomes your presence. Presence. My English is okay. Everybody understand? Okay, thank you. But you know, it's developed some presence, unique presence. I think very unique presence is really, really important. Your life, anything you do, is depend how you show yourself in the world. You know. You want to show yourself in the world, you know, very best way, you need to have nice presence. But you have the silly thoughts, negative emotions, you cannot control, and then it's very hard to have good presence. But someone has, you know, tranquil, comfortable, relaxed mind, developed their healthy mind, they have the presence, they can show world best who you really are. That really are come from the meditation experience. And you know, like, and you do that, it's, you know, like this meditation practice, and that is really the goal called object with meditation with the object. The goal is mind gain very comfortable presence, and then stability, calmness, relaxation, sense of well-being. That is goal of the objectless, object meditation, with object meditation, yeah? And then I like to talk about, you know, glimpse, everybody is, you know, like just introduce meditation, you know, like, and then maybe you can continue to meditate in the future, you know, like I gave you just an introduction, inspired to everybody. The objectless meditation is more profound meditation, more profound and very sacred, they call it very sacred meditation, and usually they call this is the, I think human beings, it's very beautiful meditation, very beautiful, experiential, very, you know, like that. And this meditation is, it's one way meditation, one way is discovery who you really are, you know, discovering who you really are. You know, for example, when you focus object meditation, we explore just focus breath, yeah? Focus breath. Object meditation is explore yourself, explore, and you know,
and explore yourself. What that means is, what this means is, when for example, usually they do traditionally first with object meditation. With object meditation, people gain tranquility, stability, have good presence, then go into the objectless meditation. What objectless meditation is, the more we talk about how to gain unconditional happiness, that's really our unconditional, I mean, like mind has become pristine, you know, like total pristine, again, about the objectless meditation. But and that really, how do you do it is the introductions, you know, this is the called Lord's Buddha, Padmasambhava, called, you know, like, he is, you know, brought Buddhism to India, to Tibet, and they call master, called Lord's Buddha, Padmasambhava. His teachings is mainly about, talk about, you know, like, objectless meditation or pristine mind meditation. Then, what this meditation is, meditation, one way is explore, and then every human beings, you know, like, the mind, we have, you know, we think human beings are, you know, right now we identify, my mind is, you know, is here's my mind, I have lots of thoughts, lots of negative emotions, or maybe sometimes good, sometimes feel bad, this is who I am, you know, I have sense of self, this is who I am. We have that kind of developed ego. Ego means like, you know, you feel your this person or this sense of self. You think your circumstances are good, you think you are good, you are so special. Your circumstances are bad, then you think you are nothing. You have developed, you know, loss of sense of self. They call that ego. And that thinks who you think you are, you know, most people. But this meditation is go before, like they say, you know, cloud, you know, like sky is blue, but clouds are temporary events, you know, events. The sky is always blue, you know, like that is, clouds are just temporary, obscure the sky. Similarly, your mind is, your consciousness is innately pristine, fundamentally comfortable. You know, the thoughts, emotions are mental events, not who you are. You know, this meditation, explore that, and your mind is innately pristine, you know, like sky is innately blue, but clouds are obscure. Your mind innately pristine, but thoughts, emotions obscure your mind. You prevent the experience, pristine mind, you know. Huge clouds in the sky prevent to see the blue sky and the sun, yeah? There's so many thoughts, emotions going on, you cannot experience of your mind is innately pristine, or fundamentally comfortable. Then this meditation is how do we can experience your true consciousness, or maybe really true natural state of mind. For example, like this, antidote. This is the fresh water, yeah? It's clean water. It's natural quality water. It's not fabricated. But you put lemon or like tea, and then the water has become no longer natural, contaminants, yeah? Any tea, water or tea or like coffee or lemon or like anything you put here, the water is, you know, natural quality, it's no longer, it's obscure. This is natural quality. When you say human mind is, there's no thoughts, no emotions, it then experience natural quality. What is natural quality is pristine. Pristine
there's no unhappiness, there's no stress, there's no anger, there's no jealousy, there's no exist at all. But it's very beautiful. Without thought, there's no uncomfortableness. Always comfortable. There's no thought, there's no, you're always comfortable 24 hours. There's no thought, then everyone's very comfortable all the time. But when the moment thought appears, the moment anxiety begins. But then, if you never meditate, you know, don't know about that. And then it says, your mind is innately happy, fundamentally comfortable, not just comfortable temporarily. You know, like, uncomfortable because I'm very good, you know, I see beautiful, you know, movie. I just very comfortable couch, you know, like that's me. It's not like that's, you know, not fundamental, just temporary comfortable. But fundamentally comfortable means innately that's how you are. You know. Then how do you know your mind is, you know, fundamentally comfortable and innately pristine? And then meditation comes. You know, like as long as your mind is distorted, cloudy, is hard to perceive. And you know, there's huge clouds in the sky, you cannot experience, cannot see this blue sky because obscure. Similarly, there's so much going on, your mind is hard to experience. Therefore, and then the meditation techniques take you there. That's called objectless meditation. The meditation experience take you to directly, your mind is pursuing that direction, and the guided meditation. You know, people say, oh, my mind is not pristine, not fundamentally comfortable, but my mind is cranky, I'm unhappy, I'm very stressed out. You know, people think that way. But then, how do you know? And then meditation leads to you there, leads to. And then, what is the meditation? The meditation is called, you know, four introductions. There's four steps and many process one meditation. This is called pristine mind meditation. Pristine mind meditation is, you know, there's no focus object, but the most beautiful mind. This meditation makes your mind pristine or recovers your mind is innately pristine. You found out that, you know, you can find out that. This they call pristine mind meditation. And then this meditation gave your mind pristine. And when you have the pristine mind, you see world very pristine, not polluted, distorted, you know. And then how do you, you know, like, for example, know your mind is pristine? This is the great, the master, Padmasambhava. He says, if you want to know your mind is pristine, flawless, beautiful, fundamentally comfortable, you need these few steps. And the meditation introduction is, you know, don't follow past, don't anticipate in future, remain in present moment, leave your mind alone. There's four steps, you know. These things you do, and then mental emotional experience disappear, then you can experience too. For example, not follow past means, for example, you thinking of past all the time, your mind is agitated, more cloudy, because half your mental events means here's anything happening in your mind, they call mental events. Anything, thoughts, emotions, experiences, tendencies, beliefs, anything play out to your mind, they call mental events. They're events, but they're not permanent there. The clouds are not permanently there, there's events as sky, you know.
the event, because clouds are, you know, sky is beautiful, blue, but clouds are events. Similar, mind is innately beautiful, but thoughts, emotions like events, like clouds are disappearing and appear. Then we focus past many situations, problems, then our minds become more cloudy and distorted. And then Padmasambhava says, don't follow past. When you know, let's say we are meditating, we'll say, oh, first step is not follow past. Mind bring present moment. Yes, my mind. And then it's, that means you don't follow past, but any past related? Past related mental events, thoughts, experiences disappear because you are not focused past. There's no conditions. Are we past? That means any past related mental events or thoughts are disappear. Meditation become more clear. And then you are not focused in future, and you may, then in future related mental events, thoughts, emotions are disappear. The remaining present moment, just leave to breath. They call leave your mind alone. Leave your mind alone. Don't mess. Don't mess with your mind. You know, like always, don't mess with your mind. Just leave your mind alone. That's meditation technique. Leave your mind alone. Don't follow past. Don't anticipate in the future. Remain in present moment. Leave your mind alone. Meditation introduction. If you do that, leave your mind alone, really. And then the naturally mental emotional experience slowly dissipates. When they dissipate, what happens? First is don't do this, that is, you know, don't follow past, don't dissipate future, remaining prayer, leave your mind alone is meditation introduction. You need to do that. After you do that, then experience begins. What's experience begins? What's experience? Experience, mental, emotional experiences, thoughts, emotions, slowly dissipate. That's experience. Meditation technique, you know, then experience is totally different. Steps, you know, like that. And then when sky is, when sky, you know, like clouds are dissipated, what is left? You know, no. Clouds are dissipated, what's left? Blue sky. Yeah. When mental, emotional, you know, through remaining present moment, you leave your mind, mental, emotional experience is dissipated. What is left? Pristine mind. Then you see, wow, then people's own experience, they can see when, you know, your mind is innately pristine, fundamentally comfortable. And then we never been there because we always cut out mental events, always follow our thoughts, emotions. Sometimes we lost into our mental events, thoughts. You know, someone's very depressed, that means someone's lost into mental events. Lost into, completely lost everywhere. It's, you know, don't know how to come back to, you know, who you are, not your state. I mean, someone's lost into that state. And people are angry, everything's lost into mental state. You know, sadness, some people lost sadness, some people lost, you know, like a strong attachment to desire, some people lost into depression, some people lost many different, they all lost into the mental events. You know, someone's lost in clouds, you know, like they don't know where, it's everywhere it's clouds, and you know, everywhere it's foggy. You're lost, where nowhere you can return. You don't know where base is. And when you reach the underline, your true nature, that means your base, you really are, and that means you never lost into the mental events. And then, like that experience, your mind has become very pristine state. And then what is used? Meditation is remaining there. Stay that, you know, when clouds are disappears, blue sky comes, just watching the sky. Similarly, when mental events disappear, and then just pristine mind, the pristine awareness comes to the surface, your true consciousness just remaining there. Stay with that 20-30 minutes. The more you remain in there, the more thoughts have less power, and mental emotions, the mind to consciousness has becomes more and more pristine. You know? Then today you do, tomorrow you do that, then you always come back that, then convince you, say, oh, I understand what you're talking about. No, I can't get through my own experience. I don't know my mind is such beautiful, very comfortable. And through meditation experience, you can really realize, experience your mind is innately pristine. But you don't do meditating, thinking don't work. Thinking is create more polluted, you know, more pollution. But through meditation, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times, then really convince, yeah, this is the reality. It's not like just opinion or misperception or like nothing. Just you really experience, and then we call that realization, realizing who you really are, not who you think you are. And that is, you know, like very important, because our world, our thoughts, it depend how do we perceive the world. You know, that become our perception. Our perception says, right now our perception says, my mind is complicated, difficult, or sometimes moody, or we have that kind of perception, then everything's, you know, like always this experience. Yeah. And after you meditate, your perception shifts. You have no longer, you're losing that perception. You say, my mind is innately beautiful, and you have that perspective during the meditation, then slowly, slowly, you can perceive your thoughts, emotions, happy, sad, everything, you can just, you perceive mental events. The meditator perceives mental events, not who you are. You know, that is huge thing for, very huge, you know, because the why it's huge, our entire world is depend on our perception, because right now we have so many tendencies, habits, because our perception makes that. When you see who you really are, thoughts, emotions, experience, through mental events passing across, that means your perception shift, you know. This meditation is, you know, then the more you remain in there, you know, present, live your mind, become pristine. I like introduce you this, and this is a guided meditation, and then thoughts, emotions, experiences, they're not big impact to your life. You know, if you sad, you very see past events. You have angry, everything you see past events. You don't identify, this is my mind, it's like that. Easily let go, because you perceive like clouds, rainbows. You don't perceive like, it's completely different experience. The more you experience, the more you convince that that's the case. That this is called, you know, this is the real pristine mind meditation. And then the more you remain in mind is, you know, like pristine, that every day your mind is become more and more pristine. Because your pristine mind is awake, right now pristine mind is dormant. Thoughts, emotions completely cover up. We are living there. We are living, our mind is you know, distorted, cover up everything like that. And then once meditation is awakening, that's awakening, like lotus flower. Like lotus flower is like, say, it's born in mud, mud, but never touched by mud. Lotus flower come to the, you know, like, and from mud, but they never touched by mud. It's beautiful. They, like similar awakenings like that. And for example, your mind is, your pristine mind is awakening like that. Wake like this. And then, and just not only doing the meditation, after you're not meditating, you're still, your mind is pristine. Become, your mind is become like that. Right now, for example, you're not meditating, predominant experience is, you know, distorted mind. But when you meditating, certain point, predominant experience is pristine mind. And then, when you have the mind is pristine, then it's happiness, it's tranquility, it's everywhere. That means finding happiness within. Means when your mind is become pristine, that is not, that's not conditional, you know. That's not conditional, because not come from there. Sometimes you eat that go restaurant, you know. Or you want that movie or show, therefore come from not there. Or you went to, you know, like meet someone, you know, nice boyfriend or girlfriend. It's not come from there, but come from within, you know. This is your mind is pristine, everything is pristine. Images you see, any sounds, music you hear, taste, touch, everything become pristine. This is, your mind is polluted, then everything is perceived polluted way. You know, like reacting so much, but when your mind is pristine, then everything is pristine and beautiful, and you know, like that. And then when you know that when you have that kind of mindset, your mind become like that. It's not like you have meditating, you have beautiful mind, but you don't meditate, you just become another. But you, that's become your mind. You know, they call predominant, your mind is pristine experience every day. You work with the people, you talk with the people, talk, work, conversations, connections. Through, yeah? Engaging through pristine mind. That's pristine mind meditation. And that means when your mind is pristine, it's unconditional happiness develops. It means, you know, like they say, for example, if you have pristine mind, unconditional happiness, external, even conditional happiness is more powerful than, you know, like, without, yeah, without. For example, right now we have conditional happiness, right now we have here. Sometimes not powerful because our mind is not that mood. It's not mood, it's not good. Then we, when we see something, we hear something, still don't make us happy. But when unconditional happiness is there, and then any conditional happiness is very powerful experience. Very powerful experience. Yeah, and that's really all them I want to talk with today. And if you, you know, like glimpse of meditation experience, this I think that's really are the main, you know, like introduction I want to give everybody has, you know, like people introduced, you know, like I hope everybody can, you know, future people doing sometimes meditation. Yes?
Okay, very good, wonderful. Yes, and then also, and you can do it yoga with the meditation. You know, first object meditation is very hard. Objectless meditation you can do with the conversation with yoga anywhere. But second you develop is automatic. Therefore, I think I have a chance to introduce you have the meditation. I hope you can do in the future. You know, the meditation can have, you know, in 5 years now, maybe you have success. Do you have just begin right now, and then you have maybe good success. And I think that's very important about your life. And also, I live in, you know, San Francisco Bay Area, and I number my students, you know, doing that. But I think they really think affects their work area, their life very much, you know, like, and therefore I think it really helps for you spiritually and also ordinary worldly in a way, and I think it's very helpful. I recommend it. Then everybody has, you know, should some sort of meditation. And I have something, you know, working this meditation book. I work in this meditation book and maybe hope sometime publish next year, and then maybe you can see the, you know, whole entire meditation. This they call pristine mind meditation, you know, totally, and you know, see the book. I think that'd be very helpful to also explore also that way. And then I was very happy to see you today, and also you know, nice, you know, like everybody's doing beautiful yoga studio here in Manhattan, and everybody's you know, doing nice yoga practice. That's wonderful. And then if anybody has any questions, please raise your hands. We can like that. Yeah, best object, yes.
Is what? Breath or a flower?
Which is easy for you, I think that's important. Which you can perform, which you prefer. I think that's both. I think the flowers, you know, like a little bit, you know, focused there, and, you know, distance far away, and then breath is always there. That, you know, sometimes you go some other place, there's no flower. And then the breath is always very easy. Where you go, and you find that easier. Maybe that's maybe easier. Maybe.
I like to like imagine that my brain is like relaxing.
Huh?
I just imagine that my brain is relaxing. Like I can feel it relaxing when I'm meditating.
Well, that's of course because your mental emotional frequency slows down. Then it's your mentally, emotionally, and you know, like relax. That affects your brain. And that's really very important too. And when you, this slows down and then affects, and then your brain is relaxing and physically relaxing, also emotionally relaxing. It's not just only me meditating. When I teach, it make me relax. After teaching, I feel good because, you know, like make me very relaxed, like that level. And that's really, I think, the process, this is very good always. You know, like even in teaching is very good. Someone has a question?
Yes, I have been meditating about a year and a half.
Okay.
Almost every day. And while I'm meditating, I do feel the unconditional happiness. And then when I go about in my life, you know, I struggle to stay there. And the moments when I'm the deepest in tranquility, I feel emptiness.
What kind of emptiness?
It's like I don't feel for the things in my life. I don't feel for not the people, but the events in my life.
So you're supposed not to do that.
Because your focus is just meditation. It's not like thinking other things. And therefore, for example, you thinking that means you're lost, you're no longer meditating. But also emptiness is, you know, like emptiness, you should not feel emptiness. Emptiness means you feel, the more you have thoughts, the more you have emptiness. Feel me? Emptiness comes from your own thoughts, or something's missing, you're thinking. There's no, mind is tranquil place, it's very connected way, very connect. Therefore, I think you're still thinking. Listen, that way, I think, make sure you're resting on one object. And then, and the more thoughts or emotions are dissolved, the more you become present, more feel alive, and more feel connected. Meditation is really connected. You know, feel during the meditation, don't feel isolated or disconnected. Get up the feeling. Feel more connected, more feel alive. You know, like, and that really are the meditation experience, real meditation experience. Okay? That's good. Yes?
What can you give us an example of what you do when you work with a student? Like, what is the interaction between you and them?
Oh, yeah, interaction, because I usually go to Napa Valley, to California, and, you know, like, teach them. I taught them, then we have, you know, like, group meditation practice. Maybe group meditation morning, afternoon. Also, I'm, you know, live in Marin County. I also, we doing gathering sometimes that. And then, during the meditation, we do meditation. After they have any questions, we can talk about that.
So you lead them in a guided
meditation?
Yes,
I lead in the guided meditation, yeah. I lead the guided meditation, then we meditating, and, you know, like half hour or 1 hour or something like that, and then continue to lead, and then you do an afternoon like that, and then 3 days like that. And then also I'm doing the, you know, like California Center, you know, Marin County, we do the same thing. And then people have questions they can ask in publicly or privately. And then we work with meditation and like that. I think, you know, like they, when they're meditating, they're very good, many areas, work and jobs, everything's very good because they're good mood position. They're very good mood. The mental events are not that effective, you know. But you, even if they, you know, they've lost meditation, they're immediately, you know, not that much effective. I see many students very effective, you know, bring personal sense well-being or professional because they're meditating, you know, like it's, everything's to do with your mind. When your mind is in good position, I think then everything's good. And that's really our, and then I just work, you know, personally, have have problems, you know, meditation, I do that. And yeah, that's where I work. Yes. Any no questions? That's very good. Okay, that's almost, yes. Okay, thank you. And nice to meet you, everyone. Thank you very much. Thank you.